you're good. You're on.
All right. Ready? All right. This is Commissioner Brad Holton. I will bring the meeting to order. This is a continuance of a public hearing to consider area of impact ordinances. We are dealing with ordinance application OR 2025-0015. So this is for the city of Wilder, and I would remind the gallery that public testimony has been closed for this, and I would like Harvey to start and give us a reminder of what's happened and where we're at and where we're starting at today.
Hello, my name is Arbi, and I'll be presenting on the area of impact proposal for the city of Wilder. On October 15th, we discussed the Idaho State Statute 67-6526 regarding the area of impact for cities within the county. The case was first heard on October 15th, 2025, where staff and the city representative gave a presentation on how the city meets the criteria outlined in Idaho Code 67-6526. Staff made a recommendation of approval. Public testimony was heard and closed, and the case was continued to today, October 29, 2025, to allow for deliberation. The city of Wilder requests to reduce their existing area of impact. Wilder provided an updated map on October 29, 2025, reducing the area of impact. And just as a reminder, these are the five criteria the city needs to meet to confirm their area of impact proposal per Idaho State Statute 67-6526-4A. And in addition, there's three additional requirements. Staff received an updated proposed area of impact boundary map on October 29th, 2025, which now only includes area 1 and 2 outlined in red on screen, shrinking the proposed area of impact significantly. This is where the area of impact boundary will now encompass. Staff is recommending approval of the proposed area of impact. Once again, the board has the following options in making a decision in regards to OR 2025-0015, Wilder's proposed area of impact. I will now stand for questions.
Arbi, could you go back to the view we submitted? There you go. Thank you. Okay. Is there questions?
Chairman, I have a question. It looks like you have a map. How did I miss not getting that?
This is just new for us today. This is what was received
okay.
from the staff.
Okay, so I don't have a hard copy of my packet, and I'm going to say this back. The areas now, 1 and 2, like the dotted line on the outside, is no longer in the area of impact, is what you're saying. And the yellow in the northeast, and then all that colored area, that's the only thing we're considering.
Chairman Commissioner Van Beek, so the area that Wilder's now wanting to move forward with is that yellow part in the southwest corner, okay. and then the brown area there. So everything else would be excluded.
Okay, and so they're going from, was it 59 acres down to.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Arbi, can you point to the map?
Yeah.
What we're looking at here, I have no idea what you're referring to.
So the white area number 2 and the brown area.
Chairman, commissioners, so what they had originally brought forth on October 15th is where the dotted line is. Today they submitted this map where it's just going to now include this area, number 2, and here, number 1. So I believe the black is going to be current city limits, and then they'll be pushing out their proposed impact boundary in these areas.
Chairman.
Yes.
It looks like the northeast yellow highlighted area is planned residential growth. Is that right?
It's already in city limits, so it's outside of our discussion point today.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So the lime green or whatever that is out?
It's no longer in our discussion.
Okay.
And that's true also of the purple?
Yes. That's correct.
Okay, so we're, again, only looking at the black outline within the dotted line as the area of impact and city limits, including both.
That's the, yeah, that.
I see. Okay, thank you.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do we approve this thing?
How do we approve this thing?
As presented with the amended map.
Pretty much you would make a motion for that, because, do you have any questions from their presenter?
No, my questions have been eliminated because of that map. Most of the ground was eliminated that I had a question over, so.
All right.
Chairman, I do have a question, but it's based on the information in the staff report. I just want to make sure, because I don't have any idea what, to scale what we're talking about on, in terms of area. It's agreed significantly smaller, but their wastewater facility, they have capacity to service area. They've talked about in the staff report that once funds are available, they'll be able to do that. So an expansion of that size would require significant funding. An expansion of this size, I'm assuming, can be accommodated by their current facility. Okay.
For the record, Kate, all of us, nodding in the affirmative. I didn't go around and put the little bell on the forehead.
And then Chairman, I have another question based on the staff analysis. Under geographic factors, it looks like this area contains significant slopes of greater than 15% in certain areas. Is that in or out of what they're proposing? I'm assuming that that's
out.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. I think those are the questions that I have, Chairman. Thank you.
Well, I think for this commissioner, the city has responded to our concerns and our requests. I think that the provided map is, in my opinion, is definitely able for them to be able and capable for them to service, and they could do that within the next 5 years if they have the development community want to do. So we do make a note that part of the brown section on the east side is active farming, but they do have agricultural commercial along the rail spur at the north part of that. But I think it's for me, that's a reasonable compromise compared to where we started out. And I would just make that note that is active farmland. Likely that current owner wouldn't ever consider doing anything than what they're doing, but who knows the future. But I think it's a reasonable request from the city at this point.
I agree with you, Chairman. I'm curious on that little flag piece that's brown on the east side.
It has to do with geographical issues of the ground.
And why did they not include that? Is it a building? What is in that little triangular piece that's between the purple and the brown flag? Do we know?
I think it's a process.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions, discussion?
My question is on the motion. Are we repealing Article 9? Chapter 9.
I think let's have a discussion with legal first. We're having a hearing specifically on the redo of the boundary, and that we haven't noticed it to discuss about Chapter 9. So what say you, Mr. Wesley?
Thank you, Chairman. I think the original intent was to focus on the boundaries and to not worry about these, but I think there is a question of process at the end of the hearing here about how we adopt a map, whether we just do it as a simple replacement of what's in the current ordinance, or if we do a complete repeal and replace it, because it's not within our zoning ordinance. It's the simple notice and ordinance procedures. And so I don't know if we can, because this is probably a pretty simple discussion given the size of this. If we want to pull up the current ordinance for Wilder, Chapter 9, and see what it accomplishes.
Nine seventeen.
Particularly 17-17. So if we did the simple replacement of the maps, right now this zoning standards for that impact area would be 1, the county's zoning ordinance, 2, we would use Wilder's subdivision ordinance in that area, the street standards would be part 3, those ones adopted by Wilder. Let's see here, and then all other county ordinance would be applicable, and then we require a Wilder final plat signature, and then there's a process for waiving those requirements. So, you know, as you'll see, I guess the decision isn't maybe too complicated. Do you want in that area of impact area to impose Wilder subdivision and street rules?
Chairman, I would want the opportunity to look at that. I do think that it's appropriate in some areas that are adjacent to the city. If you go out there, and I'm specifically thinking of a tour I took with Becky Crofts, contemplating what's going to be developed. The rural lifestyle is desirable, but when city reaches that, and then you have amenities like sidewalks, streets, lights, that kind of a thing on one side, and then you have kochia weeds on the other side because that wasn't required, I want to be able to talk with our staff and figure out where that would be applicable, and then work with the cities to find out. That's another joint partnership that I think has been missing, where we actually look at where that's appropriate. And it's not for today, it's for future build out and looking at what makes a community cohesive and desirable. So I don't know that I'm ready to make that decision today. I appreciate Deputy PA Wesley pointing that out. And Commissioner Brooks, thank you for suggesting we call that up. There's a lot to complicate or contemplate and a lot of work that needs to be done to get this on track. And this is a good process. I'm in favor at its simplest level of approving this as presented with the amended map.
I think I'm in the same position. I know since 2005, several of the cities down on the western end of Kane County have all adopted the highway district road standards and forego their own. So all of that is all standardized, so I'd be concerned about line three would be out of date and out of sync. I could be wrong, but I don't have specific knowledge about Wilder, but pretty much all of us to the north of the river changed all of those.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So the decision doesn't necessarily have to be made other than they're already part of our ordinance. And if you don't do anything with them, then they still stand.
True.
So that's why we kind of have to have a direction on that. Mm-hmm. It does say in this, in 676526, that the applicable county's comprehensive plan, zoning, and subdivision ordinance shall apply in the area of impact. It does say, however, the county may adopt individual county comprehensive plan and zoning and subdivision ordinance provisions regarding a specific area of impact. We have discussed it a little bit within our group that potentially we could work on an agreement that is either an overlay, a blanket for those areas of impact that takes into consideration what the city requests. Whenever they give us a letter, they'll be noticed and give us a letter and maybe come up with some sort of an agreement with that. But we do kind of need to have a direction on that chapter 9 so that we don't have out-of-date agreements that are attached to the new maps.
So, Chairman, so the decision is if we repeal and replace, it'll be county rules only. If we do an amendment to just replace the maps, then it'll preserve the status quo.
Chairman, is there, and thank you, is there a third option? I guess that's what I heard, is Michelle's presentation that we could opt to have an overlay to look at that. Can we do a blanket caveat like that in there where we have that partnership in areas where they're adjacent? I mean, does that make sense?
We could, but we'd be talking about additional hearing procedures in order to get to that point. So it wouldn't be in effect when you adopt this map. It would be at a future point.
I see.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not worried about this per se because all of this is contiguous to city limits already, right? So I would imagine anything that comes forward is planning on building it out to match what the city already has going on. This isn't like some of the other stuff we see that's a mile or two outside of city limits.
Right.
So, okay.
So, Chairman, can I ask, so Commissioner Brooks, what's your recommendation then on this?
Just change up the map.
Okay. And then allow the development services to work with the city when they bring a county thing in their area impact. Okay, I'd be in favor of that.
With that?
Yes.
So just we'll leave the chapter 9 as it is and adopt a revised map.
So is that the motion then? Just to adopt the latest and greatest map that has been proposed today?
I think as we understand it, that would be appropriate direction for today, and then we'll come back with the findings and then an ordinance amendment that adopts the map and replaces it in the current ordinance.
So we'll have to go through GSI to get it all.
Yeah, we'll need I assume we still need a new GSI map. Yep.
Okay.
What did
I say?
GSI. Oh, GSI. So does that work?
Well, it's going to be the amended that should be Wilder's.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So
ordinance was.
I would approve, I would move to approve OR 2025-0015, City of Wilder's.
Just need to change that.
Proposed area of impact map that was submitted and reviewed during this hearing. And find that the application does meet the required criteria for approval under state law 67-6526. I am not including any changes for chapter nine, so article, let's see, it's chapter nine, article 17, or chapter 17, whatever it is, for the Canyon County code. Does that make sense?
But don't we want to adopt the new?
All we're doing is, my motion is just to approve the map.
Okay.
And keep our agreements with Wilder the way they are at the present point.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. I second.
Does that make sense?
Somebody will figure it out.
Somebody will figure it out. All right. So a side note to the motion is that we're going to end up having staff do findings, facts, conclusions of law, and have an official map drawn, and that will be approved at a later date to be put on the agenda when staff has done the work for it. Right? So we have a motion made and a motion seconded. Are we ready to take a vote? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, so we will have a future date put on the agenda to approve this officially with the FCOs. So with that, is it okay to conclude this hearing for Wilder?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we conclude the hearing for today.
I second.
The motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Yes, thank you.